What did we hear from the passion reading today? Does something touch our hearts? Or is it not much about the story of life of Jesus a long time ago? If we just feel like the story of the passion of Jesus, which the Jews crucified him, then that is not what the church wants us. It is not about the story of 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem. It is the present moment that you and I encounter the infinite love of God for us. It is the love that God gives us, his beloved Son, who suffers and dies on the cross for our redemption. Jesus accepts this terrible suffering and death out of his love for us, in full payment for all of our sins. His horrendous suffering and death give us the measure of the horrors of our sins accumulated against the love of God. Thus, today the church invites us to look at the cross and to be aware that Jesus carried the cross, weighed down with all our sins, and laid down his life on the cross for all humanity. The depth of our sins is infinite and could be only fully redeemed through the infinite love of God, Jesus, who is the second person of the Trinity. The gift of our redemption is the gift of God. It's not a gift of man. By saying that, we know how much God loves us and how our failure to love that contributed to the suffering and death of Jesus on the cross. Then we should feel so sorry for what causes Jesus' death. But we never forget that our loving God does not condemn us, rather assures us of his continued love and mercy. Therefore, Jesus on the cross cried out, "I thirst." This speaks not only his physical thirst, but also of his thirst for love, his thirst for our souls. May we come to venerate the cross today with our whole heart and saying confidently, "Lord, my soul thirsts for you."